seeking to build better online, this company is closing all of its stores in North America. Welcome to Insight on Business News Headlines for Monday, the 25th day of January. Grateful that you're with us again today. Markets ended the day mixed, and we'll tell you why. What's going on with GameStop? That's pretty amazing. Elon Musk says he is fired up for fighting climate change with Joe Biden. Delta said they will, this summer, bring back furloughed pilots. UPS freight was just sold. No, really. We've got the Wall Street Report, and watch out, Gen Z is on a roll, and it's not about adapting to common economic theory. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Arion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, over the weekend, we learned that Godiva, the nearly 100-year-old chocolate company, is closing all of their North American stores in a bid to boost their online business. In a statement, and reported by CBS News, the company wants to reach more consumers in North America by growing its online presence as internet sales begin to overtake in-person purchases. In the statement, Godiva said, quote, "In response to these market dynamics, Godiva will exit its 128 brick-and-mortar locations in North America, partially through sales and partially through closures, by the end of the first quarter of 2021. The decision is much different than just a couple of years ago, when Godiva said it was opening 2,000 cafes serving pastries, sandwiches, coffee, and more around the world over in 6 years. The company will keep its overseas stores across Europe, the Middle East, and China. It's unclear how many employees this closure will impact. Wall Street ended the Monday trade mixed as investors took profits and worried about the long-term economics of the United States that's still reeling under the continued COVID-19 pandemic. Investors also today looked to tech stocks, and the Nasdaq gained. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Looking ahead, Apple, Tesla, Facebook, and Microsoft are all set to report earnings in an action-packed week that also includes the Federal Reserve's first policy meeting of the Biden administration. In fact, nearly a quarter of the S&P 500 will report results, with those companies representing about 39% of the index by market value. Got to stay tuned for that. So if you were betting against GameStop on the short sell, you and others lost more than $3.3 billion so far just this year. You heard that correctly. That's a bunch of cash. So what's going on? GameStop stock has continued to climb as Reddit users and day traders have extended the unusual momentum trade into its third week. The company's shares initially leapt on January 11th after it agreed with an activist investor to add three new directors to its board. The day's gains drew in swaths of retail traders, including members of the popular Wall Street Bets subreddit. We're not making any of this up. At the bell today, a share of GameStop gained $12.02 to close at $17.77 a share. On the 8th of January, the stock was bringing $17.69 a share. Elon Musk is, quote, super fired up, end quote, about President Joe Biden's focus on the environment and wants to find a way to help out on the administration's initiatives for expanding green energy and fighting climate change. All of that, according to an interview for Fortune magazine and reported by Business Insider. Biden's extensive campaign plan for climate change stated that, quote, he will double down on federal investments and enhance tax incentives for carbon capture use and storage, and continue to fund carbon capture research, development, and demonstration, end quote. Musk said, "Hey, I think this is great. I feel very optimistic about the future of sustainable energy with the new administration." Musk says that he wants to make contact with the administration, but knows they've been busy in their first week in office. Quote, "Not that we should get complacent or anything, but the wind is at our back for solving the climate crisis with the new administration," end quote. Delta today said it intends to bring back 400 pilots in the months to come ahead of an anticipated rebound in travel demand, a fresh sign that the recovery could be at hand for the airline industry. The Motley Fool is reporting that, as well as we all know, the entire airline industry has been hard hit by the pandemic, with Delta losing more than $15 billion last year alone. Nevertheless, the airline struck an optimistic tone earlier this month during its fourth quarter earnings release, calling 2021 a year of recovery as the COVID vaccine becomes more widespread and travelers start planning trips again. Late last year, the airline reached a deal with its pilots union to avoid furloughs in exchange for 1,700 junior pilots being placed on inactive, non-flying status. However, in a staff note reportedly viewed today by CNBC, the company said that it intends to offer about 400 of those pilots active status, including required flight training. In the memo, Delta said it's making the move in part because the government is providing a fresh batch of payroll support to the industry. The transportation industry remains hot. You want to have proof? TFI International, a North American leader in the transportation and logistics industry, today announced it has signed a definitive agreement to acquire UPS Freight, the less-than-truckload LTL and dedicated truckload TL divisions of United Parcel Service. The deal will cost TFI International $800 million on a cash-free, debt-free basis before working capital and other adjustments. Approximately 90% of the acquired business will operate independently within TFI International's LTL business segment under its new name, T-Force Freight, while acquiring dedicated truckload assets will join TFI's TL business segment. The transaction is subject to usual and customary closing conditions, including regulatory approvals. The deal does not impact UPS package delivery, which will remain with UPS. It was a day of volatility on Wall Street, with the Dow off by 36 points to close at 30,960. The blue chips had been down by as much as 285 points earlier in the day. The NASDAQ gained 92 points thanks to investors looking to tech stocks, and that closed at 13,635. Meanwhile, the broad S&P 500 gained 13 points to close at 3855. The earlier downturn is due to investor concerns about whether the Biden White House will be able to deliver on another round of stimulus for the struggling U.S. economy, and as investors prepared for a week heavy with tech earnings. Bloomberg reported that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said lawmakers would try to pass a stimulus bill in a month at its earliest. And finally, there is this. Watch out, millennials. Generation Z, that's folks roughly between the ages of 25 and younger, well, they are posed to be the most disruptive generation ever, according to a recent report by Bank of America. So why? It's because their economic power is accelerating faster than any other cohorts, with their income expected to jump fivefold this decade alone. The Gen Z revolution is startling, said the bank's researchers. Quote, "At the first generation born into an online world is now entering the workforce and compelling other generations to adapt to them and not vice versa." So there's that too. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.